you like movies? Then Netflix is the place for you. Would you like to support this podcast? Use the red stamp-shaped Netflix affiliate banner link in the show notes at TruckerTomPodcast.com for a free trial and instantly begin streaming movies right to your computer or TV set-top box.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Tango Tango Papa 1468, February 18, 2011.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you once again from home. I was going to go back to work today, and then, you know, I called them, and they said things were a bit slow, and so the dispatcher called me back, I don't know, around, I guess it was 1 or 1:30 this afternoon. And she said she might have a load that, was coming out of Springdale, Arkansas, that had to be in Waco, Texas by 6 a.m. Friday morning. But she was, you know, that was kind of iffy at that point, and apparently they never did call back. So in any case, she called me about, you know, right just before 5 o'clock this evening. And she had a load that, or she had several loads that pick up tomorrow, and so I ended up taking a load that picks up at over in Tulsa at two something in the tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon, and then that delivers up into Ohio. So that's the load I took, and so another night at home, and then I'll get up tomorrow and get over there to Tulsa in time to load the load. So, today I think I talked in maybe the last podcast, I was talking about copying, you know, videotapes, you know, the personal videotapes that I'd made. I don't know, most of them, you know, from 20 to, I don't know, maybe 26 years ago, starting some of them as early as 26 years ago. And so I worked some more on that, you know, making a little project. And ultimately, my goal is to share many, you know, as many of the videos as possible with relatives that might want copies. And that, I don't know, that may be a bit of a, it's a bit of a challenge, yeah, certainly. It was challenging enough simply to back up or make, you know, back up all of the tapes. There's 24 of them altogether. And it was enough of a challenge to back them all up onto DVDs to begin with. And, you know, I did that. I accomplished that. I don't know. It's been probably at least a couple of years ago I accomplished that, maybe even longer. I'd have to go back and check. But, so in any case, what I'm doing now, when I was making the tapes, I went ahead and bought the extra high grade. Most of them were the VHS tapes, but they're extra high grade, and you know they were kind of expensive. They were more expensive than the cheap tapes, you know, the lower grade tapes. But it, as it turns out, it was a good thing that I bought them, the high grade tapes, because they actually, you know, they lasted versus the other tapes, you know, they won't play anymore. So, you know, they're, they just, you know, those cheapies just, you know, after 20 years, they don't, you know, they don't even work anymore. So, but in any case, when I was making the recordings on these 2-hour tapes, I was, I made very good notes. I applied the labels to the tapes, and I made very good notes on, you know, what the family event was, or there. And I also, my youngest brother used to be a bull rider in rodeos, and so I attended a lot of his rodeos, and you know, so I got a lot of rodeos kind of mixed in on those tapes. But I was very good about labeling, you know, writing down the date and where it was and so on and so forth, what the event was on the labels. And so those, the tapes are pretty well labeled. But what I started doing today, I'm starting to make labels, printed labels for the DVDs. And so that means typing in all of the information from the tape labels, the handwritten tape labels, type that into, I've got this DVD label printing program, and then you buy the blank labels. And so I started kind of going through that, and you know, so I've still got more work to do on that, you know, as far as making the labels for the DVD, for the backup DVDs. And then I've also, I did a little bit of experimenting over the past few days. And so I'm converting all of those DVDs, the backed up versions of the DVDs, I'm converting those into MP4 or M4V files. You know, it's probably M4V, whatever the program ends up making. Because basically, I'm ripping those. I guess ripping is actually ripping the DVD to the hard drive, which I've already done that. You know, all of my homemade DVDs have all been ripped to the hard drive. So now I'm converting the ripped files, my ripped files, into M4, I think they're going to be M4V files, and that's actually a very time-consuming process. That can take several hours per, let's say you have a two-hour DVD, well, that can end up taking a while. And so I created a batch process. You know, I've got this program called Handbrake. It's a free program. There's a version available for Windows and OS X. And I'm doing this all on a Windows machine, that you know, the one that I have plugged into my printer and scanner and so on and so forth. So I've got that machine running this batch process, and so I'll just leave it. I leave computers on when I'm gone, so I'll leave that machine on, and it can just process. You know, continue to process, and hopefully it'll continue to run. Now, if there's a power outage or something goes haywire, then, you know, I'll probably have to pick up where I left off. Figure out where it left off, and then pick it up again. So, I'm hoping that if all goes well, that, you know, the electricity stays on, because it, you know, typically the electricity is pretty reliable, but, you know, it can go off on occasion. But hopefully the electricity will stay on, and the machine can just sit there and churn away through those files. And it's taking, as I say, it's about 3 hours per ripped DVD. And so I've got 24 of them. So, you know, 3 times 24, that's a substantial amount of time that's going to take, you know, probably, I'd say, I don't know, just kind of giving it some extra time. Let's say it's going to take the better part of a week. You know, and of course it's running 24/7, and so it can continue to just sit there and churn away. And as long as the machine's running and nothing's gone wrong, then I should be able to log into it remotely and kind of check up on it, see what it's doing. Now that, of course, as I think I was talking in the last podcast, when I'm gone, sometimes that can mess up, you know, because, well, you know, I had that switch that messed up, you know, the hub-like, it's a hub-like, a switch is a hub-like device that you can have on your network, and that switch was causing all kinds of grief, and it ultimately, it prevented me from seeing the machines on my home network because of the way, you know, the position that it was in on the network. And then, you know, just the way I had the thing hooked into the network, it was kind of preventing me from seeing the machines on my network from outside. So, but that's, I did replace that switch. And so from, you know, everything should be working now. And so I should be able to log in remotely and kind of check up on it. And as long as I can get into the machine, I should be able to, continue to, you know, even if the process should mess up, I should be able to go back and restart it from wherever it left off. But it seems to be running fine right now, and so I'll just let it go, and hopefully all of that will process all, you know, all every one of those 24 captured, basically, you know, the ripped, my ripped DVD files will convert into M4V files. And then after that, I'm not done converting, I'm going to have to convert those, depending on how I'm going to do it. Probably, I don't know, I can edit the M4V files directly, but that is a kind of a, to be perfectly honest, it's kind of a pain in the rear to edit those files. It can be done, so I'll have to experiment with that a little bit, because I may want to, you know, for the sake of making it easier, I may want to do some further conversions and convert those into, you know, like Apple Intermediate Codec, which that, if I have to do that, that's also, you know, I can do that in a batch process, but that's also a very time-consuming process, and so it could take probably, you know, not only massive amounts of hard drive space, but probably the better part of a week to accomplish. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'll just have to experiment and see what the best way is. Ultimately, my goal, let's say, you know, on a lot of those tapes, I've got 7 different events, you know, on a 2-hour tape. And so I need to be able to split those up and, you know, kind of do some mixing and matching and making some new discs, because in many cases I've got rodeos mixed in with family events. And, you know, the other, you know, most of the other people in the family probably don't want to see all those rodeos, you know, from 25 years ago. So, you know, most of them were at night, and, you know, often the lighting wasn't all that great, and the camera I had from 25 years ago didn't have the low light performance that cameras have today, and so on and so forth. So, it's just going to take a while to do this, but I'm just going to keep working on it, and should have been working on it, you know, all along, but it's just kind of easy to, you know, since that's such a massive project, you know, you got 24 2-hour tapes, and, you know, 48 hours worth of video, but roughly, maybe a little less than that, but 48 hours worth of video, that's a kind of a massive undertaking, you know, because, you know, just making a 10-minute video is a time-consuming process. Let alone, you know, you start working with larger, you know, longer video files, and the files themselves end up, you know, becoming quite massive. So, I don't know. But anyway, that's an ongoing project, and I'm going to be working, you know, continue to work on it. And one of the main things at this point is just convert, you know, because I've got the, you know, files all captured into the, you know, onto a hard drive. So now I just have to convert that, get that all converted into a file format that I can easily edit. And then once that's accomplished, once I can easily edit the files, then it becomes easier to, relatively easier to do things with them. So, you know, I'm just going to have to, and as I say, that's kind of an ongoing project. Arnold from, before I do that though, I want to talk a little bit about Peikoff.com. Leonard Peikoff was friends with Ayn Rand for more than 30 years. Ayn Rand, of course, wrote Atlas Shrugged. She wrote a number of other, you know, fiction and nonfiction books. She was an author. She was actually a screenwriter in Hollywood for a period of time. She had a screenwriting career. And she also came up with the philosophy of objectivism. And so Leonard Peikoff was friends with her. Leonard Peikoff has a podcast. You can go to peikoff.com, P-E-I-K-O-F-F.com. Or you can just search for his podcast in iTunes. And he takes practical questions that people send him through email and, you know, just kind of practical everyday questions, and sort of answers them applying Ayn Rand's philosophy of objectivism. So anyway, peikoff.com. Anyway, Arnold from North Carolina made me aware. I was aware that they were going to make an Atlas Shrugged movie, that was in production, but I really didn't have any clue when it was going to come out. And Arnold in North Carolina found a trailer, an Atlas Shrugged trailer, on YouTube for this new, and it's coming out on April the 15th. Now, does that send a message? Of course, people in the United States know that April 15th is the tax day. That's tax day deadline. You got to have your, you know, unless you file an extension, you got to have your taxes in by, you know, sent in by postmark by April 15th. And so that's when this new, but it's Atlas Shrugged Part 1. Now, I don't know how many parts they're going to make. You know, I'm assuming maybe part one and part two, but this is Atlas Shrugged Part One. And I have to say, the trailer itself looks spectacular. It's got very high production values. And they've set it in, you know, kind of contemporary times. You know, they've made it contemporary. And so it looks really good. So anyway, here is the trailer for Atlas Shrugged Part One, coming out April 15.
Midas Mulligan.
Who's asking?
Someone who knows what it's like to work for himself and not let others feed off the profits of his energy.
Who are you?
We found a note.
What did it say?
It said, "Who is John Galt?"
One of the worst railroad accidents in recent history.
A Taggart transcontinental freight train has crashed and derailed.
I have to get the Rio Norte completely rerailed in 9 months, and I'm gambling your new metal can do what you say it can.
I'm staking my business on it.
Nobody's used Reardon metal. Why do we have to be the first?
Well, they say you're intractable, you're ruthless, your only goal is to make money.
My only goal is to make money.
Yeah, but you shouldn't say it.
If we're going to bring Reardon down, we should do it from the inside.
A moratorium on all railroad bonds.
We can't afford to allow the expansion of a company which produces too much.
A federal tax will be applied to all steel mills.
They are not getting my metal.
We'll find a way to fix this.
You and your brother try to undermine me or go to the government.
Maybe you should let me finish speaking.
It's a battle.
What battle? I don't fight to disarm.
Well, they have a weapon against you.
What is wrong with the world?
Well, I ask useless questions. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Who is John Galt?
In order to save my family's business, I'm going to have to abandon it. I'm going to take a leap and start my own company.
And what are you going to call this new line of yours?
The John Galt Line.
We're not going to allow you to run that train.
You can do whatever you want with your men, Mr. Brady, but that train will run if I have to drive the damn thing myself.
What we're doing, my metal, your railway, it's us who move the world.
If you double-cross me, I will destroy you. To a successful business partnership.
I'll drink to that.
Okay, so there is the trailer for Atlas Shrugged Part 1 coming out on April 15. And you can bet that I'm going to, if I can, I'm going to go see that in the theater. And I'll be also likely buying the DVD and Blu-ray, whatever versions they come up with. As I say, it looks really good. The trailer looks spectacular. It's you know, there are some science fiction elements to Atlas Shrugged, the novel, and so, you know, but this is sort of a, you know, it's really a contemporary sort, you know, contemporary movie, you know, and it's got all of the contemporary camera moves, and they've really tried to, you know, dramatize it. You know, so the movie looks great. It looks like they've got very high production values in the cinematography, and the trailer looks spectacular. So you can expect that regardless of how good the movie is or how, you know, how well it's attended, you can expect that the critics are going to just try to, they'll pan the movie. They're going to just hate it. It's going to, you know, they're going to have a reaction to this like they had the reaction to Passion of the Christ a few years ago. They're going to hate this movie with a passion because it, you know, Ayn Rand's philosophy, you know, comes across, you know, it's got some very conservative elements to it. And it, you know, Ayn Rand's philosophy really, you know, pans the idea, you know, of big government, and you know, a lot of the things that sort of go along with liberalism, you know, so it's really they're gonna try to do their best to destroy the movie and you know, talk people out of liking it. And but nonetheless, I mean, Atlas Shrugged, they, you know, people continue, there are people that kind of continue to, you know, deride the novel itself. And the interesting thing is, see, the novel is selling more copies now than it, I mean, it's selling massive numbers of copies. And this book came out in 1957, and it's selling massive numbers of copies. The actual number of copies that they're selling now since Obama's got into office have been going up. So the movie should be really, you know, it's a well-timed movie. And in many ways, Atlas Shrugged is happening to the United States of America. We've got, you know, some of the elements, some of the major elements that you know, happened in Atlas Shrugged are kind of happening to us now. And so the movie, really, really, this is one I'm really looking forward to. Now, a few days ago, I was driving through town, and I happened to look over at there's a couple of Blockbuster locations in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Blockbuster Video, and I happened to look over and I saw that going out of business, and that's the first time I'd seen it. So I decided, they're going out of business. I might stop and look and see what they have as far as DVDs and Blu-ray discs and what have you. So I ended up getting about 4 Blu-ray discs. They had them 2 for what was it? 2 for $20, or, you know, in other words, $10 a piece. So I ended up getting 4 Blu-ray discs, and then they had some, the DVDs they had, I think they were like $5 a piece. So I kind of walked through the store and looked. They had, you know, part of the stuff was already gone, and I guess the guy said that they'd been, you know, they'd basically announced they were going out of business the better part of a month ago. So, but they'd already sold part of the stuff off, and you know, they're continuing to sell, and I guess, you know, until the walls are bare. But in any case, I've watched a couple of the movies that I ended up buying on Blu-ray. One of them I'd heard of it before, but once I watched it, you know, I was not that impressed with it. It's called A Scanner Darkly. And so here's the trailer for A Scanner Darkly.
It may just be my imagination. Whatever it is that's watching, it's not human.
Gentlemen, you are about to witness for approximately 61 cents the perfect homemade silencer.
That sure is some silencer.
Just drive over to my place, kick back, get some tequila.
They're in my hair, on my skin. They're all over the place.
This is a world getting progressively worse. Can we not agree on that? What's on the dessert menu?
Damage has taken place to the normally dominant left hemisphere, and the right hemisphere is attempting to compensate.
Two hemispheres of my brain are competing?
Yes.
I could be murdered.
How did I get here?
I tip my hat to any entity that could bring so much integrity to evil.
What if they come in through the back door or the bathroom window like that infamous Beatles song?
Just sacrifice someone without them ever knowing it.
What does a scanner see? Into the head? Into the heart? Does it see into me? Clearly? Or darkly?
Just awe-inspiring stuff.
Okay, so there was the trailer for A Scanner Darkly, and I was just kind of looking at the, you know, I'd maybe heard of that before, but I was just, you know, kind of going by the jacket that they had, you know, the artwork and the little synopsis they give you on the, you know, the DVD cover. And, on the cover, they kind of failed really to mention or make it prominent that it was an animated movie. Now, they kind of made the movie, in an odd way. They, actually shot all of these, you know, these well-known actors on film, and then they had these animators that were watching the film and, you know, kind of animating the, you know, making an animation based on the video. Now, they pretty closely followed the video. In fact, a lot of the video almost looks like, you know, like you shoot video in one of those weird modes that, you know, kind of colorizes everything or makes stuff look cartoony. That's what it looks like. You know, the entire movie is like that. So, I don't know. It's kind of gimmicky, I thought. But, and I don't think it really added anything to the, you know, all this animation really didn't add a thing to the storyline. In fact, I think it's kind of distracting. So, at some point, I might watch that again and, you know, and maybe kind of try to ignore the visuals and, you know, see if I can get more out of the movie. But that turned out to be kind of a disappointment. So another movie that I ended up buying, and I'd heard about it, and maybe I'd seen parts of it before. I can't remember. You know, after I'd watched it, it got toward the end, it started to be, you know, begun to seem a little bit familiar. But it's called The Perfect Storm, and I think it came out in 2000, and it's got some really great special effects. So here's the trailer for The Perfect Storm.
Fog's just lifting. Throw off your bow line, throw off your stern. Blow your air horn and throw a wave to the lighthouse keeper's kid on Thatcher Island. Guys are busy, you're in charge. You know what? You're a sword boat captain. Can't be good unless you love it. We're going back out.
What?
I'm headed east. The Flemish Cap.
You're going away again?
Flemish Cap is almost off the charts.
That's where the fish are.
For God's sake, don't go.
Another trip and the Andrea Gale will own you, like she owns Billy Tyne.
I got a woman I can't stand to be more than 2 feet away from. Then again, I love to fish.
Ah! Keep them coming, boy!
We got another 5,000 pounds up here!
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Where are you?
Taylor the Banks, kicking up something wicked here. Where are you?
Going in.
What the hell are you trying to prove? Come on, you seen the forecast?
I got $250,000 worth of fish.
Weather's been spitting faxes every hour. They're running out of scary words.
It's being called Quartz Storm in recorded history.
Hurricane Grace is accelerating off of Sable Island.
Once it starts, no force on Earth can stop it.
These storms have collided. You're gonna run right into this thing.
Are they okay?
No one knows.
Please, God, get them there.
Perfect storm.
She's coming on, boys. She's coming on strong.
Okay, so there was the trailer for The Perfect Storm, and it's got, I don't know, I enjoyed that. It's kind of got a sad ending. It's supposedly based on a true story. So I need to, I'm sure I can probably look on Wikipedia and find out what the real story is, but, you know, it's actually a pretty good movie, and as I say, it's got some really good special effects. Now, I don't know. I don't think I played this trailer. There's this one Netflix movie that I've been watching, streaming, you know, and I ended up kind of breaking it up over two or three evenings. It's called Capturing the Freedmans, and these people are just unbelievably dysfunctional. I may have played this trailer before, but I looked and I couldn't find it. So here's the trailer for Capturing the Freedmans.
Maybe I shut the videotape so that I wouldn't have to remember it myself. Like when your parents take pictures of you, do you remember the being there, or do you remember just the photograph hanging on the wall?
Where did this come from?
You would have to wonder what kind of a family situation could produce this kind of crime.
They're gonna put me in the movie.
I mean, I had no concept that this thing even exists in the world.
For me to be so outraged, it was like someone's worst nightmare.
They're harassing my father for no reason at all.
We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely.
The scenario posted by the media and the police was so incredibly way out.
The very nature of these charges is so absurd.
It was just generally a free-for-all.
It's almost surreal. I don't think any of us had any notion of what was going on or what we were doing or where any of this was leading. He told us, nothing happened. That's good enough for me. Nothing happened.
Okay, so that's the trailer for Capturing the Freedmans. I watched that streaming on Netflix. Very, very, very dysfunctional family. In any case, I also, one of the DVDs that was waiting on me, it was either, was it a DVD? Yeah, it was a DVD, I believe. It's called Brazil, and it's from Netflix. And Brazil is, it might have been a Blu-ray, I can't remember at this point, but it, I guess it was a Blu-ray. But anyway, it's kind of an interesting movie. It was, I guess it was made in 1985. I didn't realize it was 1985. But it's kind of an interest, it's really quirky, it's kind of a really camp kind of a movie, campy. But it's kind of got a quirky story. So here is the trailer for Brazil.
The rules of the game are laid down. We all have to play by them.
Look at you, Sam. Whatever happened to you?
An empty desk is an efficient desk.
Let a friend tell you. Your life is going wrong.
Now shape up!
Do cooperate. Think of your mother.
Has anybody seen Sam Lowry?
Sam, it's time for you to grow up and accept responsibility.
You'll never get anywhere in a suit like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sam, what are we going to do with you?
You must have hopes, wishes, dreams.
No, nothing. Not even dreams. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I want. You won't believe this, Sam. I know it's going to sound incredible, but I've been dreaming about you. I mean, I love you. In my dreams, I love you.
Until this all blows over, just stay away from me.
Okay, so there was a trailer for Brazil, and that's, as I say, it's really kind of a pretty quirky movie. Okay, so I think now we'll go through the top 10 box office, and this is for the weekend starting February 11, 2011. Number one on the list is a movie called Just Go With It. It's been in release for 1 week, and so far it has taken in $30,514,732. It's in 3,548 theaters. Theater average was $8,600. And so here is the trailer for Just Go With It.
This may sound strange, but for years I've pretended to be married.
My wife beats me in front of my kids.
No!
I know how wrong it is, but there's no strings attached and nobody gets hurt.
Once we got married, I thought she'd stop hooking.
You need to put this wedding band on a true heart.
That's what it feels like.
I
swear to God, I could see myself ending up with this girl.
Did you say what I think you just said?
How about I take your number and you can take me out on a proper date?
I got a business card in my pocket.
What's this?
A circle?
Oh! Just tell her the truth.
Well, let me practice. You be her.
Oh, good. Okay, hold on.
Anyways, I wear this fake wedding ring.
You're a pig.
Just
tell her you're getting a divorce.
It's over. We're going to sign the papers in a couple of days and...
Okay, I just need to hear it from her.
You want to... What do you mean?
I need to meet her.
How about if she texts you? Would that be good?
Cannot believe I'm doing this.
I want to create the illusion I had a hot first wife. Not you know this!
Okay, come on, let's go.
Is that her?
Hello, boring.
Why are you wearing that?
I'm just playing the part.
I give you my blessing.
I have to tweet to all my friends.
Oh gosh, I forgot. You're 15.
Ow! Did you just kick me?
No. Did you? You kicked her? Why'd you kick her?
From Columbia Pictures.
Hello. Honey, you know how I feel about you selling your brother's stuff on eBay.
Hey, I don't know. Take that in the car.
You would think you have kids.
We have sort of a little bit of children, right?
Adam Sandler.
Let's do it.
Jennifer Aniston.
My kids? Have you completely lost your mind?
My pride and joy, Kiki D
and Mark.
Hi, you guys.
Oh! Ah! Let me put his pee-pee on my face!
He put his face on my pee-pee!
Danny!
Just go with it.
Yeah, I created a fake family for that. Give me some fake hugs right now and laugh real loud.
I'll see you in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Good
night.
Okay, so that's Just Go With It. It sounds, to be perfectly honest, it sounds disgusting. Number two on the list is Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. It's been in release for 1 week. It's taken in so far $30,256,601. It's in 3,105 theaters. Theater average was $9,505. And so here is Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
If he wants it,
He's 16 and he's doing it all on his own.
His own.
He's such an inspiration.
One of those stories of a kid that's come from nothing.
It's the rags to riches story.
He was young, he's fresh, he's different.
He was given a talent.
He's
a
real musician. He was always there.
He's a great performer.
The whole world is staring at him.
He's about to go on stage and fade.
What does Justin always say?
Never say never.
I used to play here too. Don't always follow your dreams, okay?
Okay, so there was the trailer for Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. Number three on the list is Gnomeo and Juliet. I think this is an animated movie aimed at kids. It's been in release for 1 week. So far, it's taken in $25,356,909. It's in 2,994 theaters. Theater average is $8,469. And so here is the trailer for Gnomeo and Juliet.
Red gnomes and blue gnomes have been enemies forever.
Oh! On your mark! Get set!
Come on, Gnomeo!
Go!
Juliet,
I just wanted to see you again.
I'm gonna need you to cover. If my dad asks, just tell him I'm washing my hair.
Take care! I tell your dad you're doing your hair!
Mess with our garden, will ya?
From Shrek 2 director Callie Asbury, and featuring the classic music of Elton John.
Swim away, be free.
Thank you.
Oh. This spring, if you seek adventure.
Attack!
Stealth is my middle name.
You look like a fun guy.
If you believe in destiny.
Call me.
Then get thee to a 3D theater.
Let's split up.
And experience Shakespeare's legendary tale.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Bravo!
As you've never seen it before.
This mission is gonna require maximum stealth.
Well, you won't get much stealthier than this.
Hello!
Romeo and Juliet.
I can't go.
I know how you feel.
No, really. I'm stuck.
All right, so there's the trailer for Romeo and Juliet. Number four on the list is a movie called The Eagle. It's been in release for 1 week. It's in 2,296 theaters. So far, it's taken in $8,684,464. And the theater average is $3,782. And so here is the trailer for The Eagle.
Father of our fathers, help me lead my men well. Do not let me dishonor my legion. Please help me regain my family's honor.
Our new commander, Marcus Aquila.
Fourth cohort of Gauls, 2nd Legion.
This your first command, sir?
It is.
Ready? On my command!
Well, you know who his father was.
The man who lost the Eagle of the Ninth.
Not to mention 5,000 men.
The boy's a bad omen.
They say the Eagle's been seen in the far north.
No Roman can survive north of the wall.
One man can hide where an army can't.
It's too risky.
Then I'll take Esco.
He's a slave. He does what he does because he has to.
I heard everything you stand for.
He will slit your throat the minute you're alone.
Open the gate, soldier. Are you ready?
How can a piece of metal mean so much to you?
The Eagle is not a piece of metal. The Eagle is Rome. Who has the Eagle?
He knows. He's one of them.
Your tribe butchered my father's men like dogs.
Your father came to kill.
You're still my slave.
Esker, what's happening? Get on your knees!
You're my slaves. Do as I did for you, and you'll survive. We have to do this now.
They're coming.
Okay, so there's the trailer for The Eagle. Number five on the list is The Roommate. It's been in release for 2 weeks. It took in $8,126,025 this week. It's in 2,534 theaters. The theater average is $3,206. And the gross to date is $25,778,926. Let's see here. Number six on the list is The King's Speech. It took in $7,230,790. It's been in release for 12 weeks. The theater average is $3,195. It's in 263 theaters. The gross to date is $93,675,761. Number seven on the list is No Strings Attached. It's been in release for 4 weeks. It took in $5,810,291. This time, it's in 2,756 theaters. The theater average is $2,108. Gross to date, $60,031,078. Number eight on the list is Sanctum. It has been in release for 2 weeks. The take this time was $5,661,705. It's in 2,789 theaters. Theater average is $2,030. Gross to date, $18,035,075. Number nine on the list is True Grit. Take this time was $3,785,344. It's in 2,072 theaters. The theater average is $1,826. Gross to date, $160,355,029. Finally, number 10 on the list is The Green Hornet. The take this time was $3,673,909. It's been in release for 5 weeks. It's in 2,090 theaters. Theater average is $1,757. Gross to date, $92,405,961. And so that is the top 10 box office for the weekend starting February 11 of 2011. So the only movie that's currently on that list that I'd actually want to see is The King's Speech. To be perfectly honest, maybe the Sanctum movie, and maybe True Grit, possibly. It's a remake, of course, but The King's Speech definitely, and I've heard that that's pretty good, but the rest of these, apart from The Sanctum and True Grit, I probably have no use for, so. I guess to each his own. So, but anyway, probably better be cutting this off and see if I can get headed to bed, get up tomorrow and get around. And of course, I want to allow plenty of time for my so I can drive over to Tulsa and go to the place wherever it is I'm picking the load up at, and kind of go from there. So, in any case, hope everyone is having a great week, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.